I said, you might as well know how my life unfolds, sister, and I'll tell you straight off the top. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, I go and do the stand-up comedy. I said, but Mondays, I go a bit fucking mental, I do. I go proper mental. I said, we have a Monday club, me and the lads, Christ knows how I end up most Mondays. So she said, fair enough, if that's how you live your life. I said, but I'll tell you what, seeing as you just moved in this week, I'll be home this Monday with a nice bottle of wine and a takeaway for you. She said, you are the best thing that ever happened to me. I said, oh no, stop crying. I went out with every intention of going home, every intention of going home. But then I got the flavour, the dreaded flavour. All I had to do was phone him and said, look, I know I'll be home about 7:30. I said that, but that's not going to happen, babe. I've got the flavour. I ain't coming home. I'll make it up to you later in the week. And that would have been the job done. But no, I didn't do that. Because I'm a man, and I'm an arsehole. And I'm a coward. So I phoned her. I said, babe, you know, I said I'll be home about 7:30. I reckon we're looking nearer 8:30. She said, all right, but I have got the plates out. And I am hungry. I said, all right, I won't let you down. 8:30 rolled round and I thought, I ain't going on. But I won't phone her and irritate her. In my head, I reinvented her as the most reasonable woman in the world. Sitting there going, oh, 8:30 is still not in. He must be having a lovely time. Never mind, I'll make myself a sandwich. And I'll make him one and all. I'll leave him a little note. You had a lovely time, didn't ya? You never came home. Here's a sandwich. Please feel free to give me a nudge if you fancy a bit of the other. That is not what happened. At about 9:00, my phone went, and the abuse I received was so intense and profound, every other man in the pub could feel it. Men were turning to each other, someone's getting a coat in here, I can feel it. I don't like it. Someone's getting a coat in. Who's him over there? I put my phone back in my pocket, I'd gone rather ashen. My mate looked at me, he said, what's the matter with you? I said, she's gone right the other way. My mate went, Mick, I'm going to tell you something for nothing now. You go running on, the rest of your life will be in misery. All the other divorcees started joining in. I said, oh, mate, you're right, get another drink in. When I'm about 1:00 in the morning, down I fell on the bed, pissed. She said, is this how it's going to be, living with you? I said, I don't know. It's called a U-shape up, I suppose. Only the way you spoke to me tonight was appalling. I woke up about 7:00 in the morning. There's some banging and crashing going on outside, if you don't mind me saying. I'm still pissed. I shouted out, keep it down out there. What's the matter with you? Where's your civility? The door slammed and she went to work. I woke up about 1:30. I'm in bits now and I, hungover, guilty. I'm in a little look in the mirror at myself. I had a little look in the mirror. Is this it? You want to fuck this one up and all? You want to be on your own the rest of your life? Old man in the park stinking a piss with a little dog. Is that the man you want to be? Well, you're going the right way about it, ain't you, baby? Like, what fucking idiot. Oh, I'm not talking to you anymore.
This is not a test. This is rock and roll.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Deal with him is dangerous. Well, he knocked me down, Yeah, hello and welcome to the Liam Burke Show. And that was Leonard Skinner with Cry for the Bad Man. And before that, with Mickey Flanagan with The Dreaded Flavour. Hello and welcome to another week of torture or a week of excitement, whatever way you want to look. I'm just looking at it anyway. Listen, I done nothing over the last week. I chilled out. I hope your Easter was very good. I done nothing. I missed out on the, as I told you, on the Blackberry Smoke. And to my annoyance now, I went back in to see about the Dead South. And I missed out on them too. It's sold out in Dublin. So I'll just have to hope that someone pulls out and puts up a ticket for sale shortly. Because, yeah, I would have been looking forward to seeing them guys as well. Actually, and funny enough, there was a guy saying on their page, on their Facebook page, saying, when are you going to come to Dublin? And I was the one that pointed out to him that the airplane in Dublin in November, and yet I missed out. Just such is life. Anyway, yeah, I'll just have to put up with that and my loss this time around. But there's still loads of music I can play from them. And if you check them out on Spotify and check them out also on YouTube, you'll thoroughly enjoy them just like I do. Anyway, here is Rival Sons with Bird in the Hand. We'll be right back. Yeah, there you go, Rival Sons and Bird in the Hand. And I don't know whether you noticed, it's been happening on both on my mobile device and on the computer, that when you're watching videos now on YouTube, they either go obscure that you can't see them, or they would go jumping like it does there the whole time. And I thought at first it was just me, but seemingly it's happening on an awful lot of devices at the minute. So I don't know what that's all about, or maybe it's a way of telling us to cut back or pay for something, or I honestly don't know, but it's just a pain in the backside. And so we just have to live with it, don't we? Anyway, here is Jethro Tull from Aqualon, and it is My God. See, then it kicks in just when I'm talking, just like that.
Thank you. and the graven image, you know, with his plastic crucifix. He's got him fixed. Confuses me as to who and where and why, as to how he gets his kicks. He gets his kicks. Confessing to the endless sin, the endless winding sounds. He'll be praying till next Thursday to all the gods that you can count.
There you go, Jethro Tull, and my God. Now, because I've been talking about it so much and didn't get to do it, and I know I've played this song before, but I like it because I was playing it at the weekend and I thoroughly enjoyed it, jumping about the place, and I think you will too, as you know it. It's the Dead South with Banjo Odyssey.
Her and I don't even even care who's my father. I guess she's my cousin,
but she needs some sweet loving anyway.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, from the minute I should have got them tickets, I really should. I'm going to regret that. I know I will, because they're fantastic. I'd love to see them, and the place is going to be hopping that day. And I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but it is for me. And I hope there's some out there that I've pushed towards listening to them. They are fantastic. The Dead South and Banjo Odyssey. Here is Soundgarden with Spoonman. feel the rhythm when you can. Yeah, there you go, Soundgarden and Spoon Man. And it's time for a little this before more comedy. And it is the Doers with the Ghost Song.
Shake dreams from your hair, my pretty child, my sweet one. Choose the day and choose the sign of your day, the day's divinity. First thing you see. A vast, radiant beach and a cool, jeweled moon. Couples naked race down by its quiet side. And we laugh like soft, mad children, smug in the woolly cotton brains of infancy. The music and voices are all around us. Lake. Enter again the sweet forest. Enter the hot dream. Come with us. Everything is broken up and dances. Scattered on dawn's highway bleeding, ghosts crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind. We have assembled inside this ancient and insane theater to propagate our lust for life and flee the swarming wisdom of the streets. The barns are stormed, the windows kept, and only one of all the rest dance and save us with the divine mockery of words. Music inflames temperament. O great creator of being, grant us one more hour to perform our art. Great golden copulations. When the true king's murderers are allowed to roam free, a thousand magicians arise in the land. Where are the feasts we were promised?
Yeah, there you go. Oh, having another go there. The Doors and Ghost Song. Yeah. I just love the Doors anyway, and you know that all along. So I get to play any of them that I want to play. It's great, isn't it? It's fantastic. When you have a show like mine, you can do that too. I'm kidding. It's time now for more comedy, and this time around, the legend that is Mr. Billy Connolly, he was talking on a talk show, and I'm just going to see if I can figure out which one it was. He was doing a... talking on a talk show about meditation, and this is now of years gone by, so just enjoy it for what it is.
That's another thing. You meditate now, too.
I do.
You should, you see. You're supposed to.
It's like, you know, you're not supposed to go through life walking into lampposts. You're supposed to stop and think now and again. You know, you're not supposed to get up in the morning, go to work, go on a subway, go to bed, watch telly, you know. You're supposed to think now and again. Say, why did I do that? That's all I do.
Why?
It's quite difficult to learn at first because it isn't really very much. There's nothing much to it, really. But once you've learned it, you get used to this nothing happening. And basically, the best thing, I went to the Buddhist centre in London and the guy showed me how to do it. He's a Buddhist, an ordained Buddhist called Damarati, who happened to be a Scotsman. Damarati is his Buddhist name. I don't know his real name, his other name. His
Campbell,
name.
Not it.
Oh, he's not Campbell. You can spot them a mile away. So, they all look like the Duke of Argyle, you know. So anyway, what was I going to say? He had become a Buddhist because he was a big fan of Ewan McCall and Peggy Seeger. And they were appearing in Glasgow and he turned up and he was in the wrong night. And then it said meditation. He went, oh, I always fancy that. So, alone, it's amazing. Don't go and see Peggy Seeger. Change your whole life. So he taught me how to do it. And the basic act of having my eyes closed for 20 minutes was extraordinary. While awake. Because when you open your eyes again, the world is incredible. You know, the colours are... Even if you just do that, just keep your eyes shut for 20 minutes. Quite hard. And I won't go through, though, the boring bits of what he taught me to do anyway. So, and it only took 20 minutes. And it was extraordinary. I found when I did it, I get this surge of energy. And then the weirdest thing started to happen. Last year, I was... believe it or not, I was in Lockerbie. Where the accident was. I was performing in Dumfries and living in Lockerbie. And there's a Buddhist monastery just over the hill there, a big Tibetan place. It's really weird in the Scottish countryside. Suddenly there's this golden temple. I said, my God, there was something in my orange juice. What's that? So, I'd been having these weird, the strangest things started to happen. I would think of people and they would appear. Not like poof, like a pantomime, but I'd think of somebody and I'd go round the corner an hour later and there were people I hadn't seen for years. On one occasion it was a guy I hadn't seen in 20 years. I was flying to Glasgow and I thought, I wonder who Ross Donaghy's doing after all these years. I wonder what became of him. I got off the plane and he was standing there. But it happened about maybe 15, 20 times. So I told this guy, I went to see this Buddhist fellow, and he said, that's perfectly normal. He said, and more things will happen. He said, you might get premonitions of things. He said, don't worry about it. It's just using your bits of your brain that have been unused for a long time. And I said, but I find it difficult to meditate sometimes because thoughts keep passing. When I'm trying to sort of clear my mind, I keep thinking about the sex. You know, you think about sex. See, given 5 minutes quiet. I can't, you know, I've got a house full of children. It's weird, isn't it? Anyway, he said, enjoy it. Enjoy and think. He said, look at these thoughts like a train going by and say, my God, did I think that? And since I've done that, it's the funniest thing. You know, you don't do that. You don't separate yourself from your thoughts. It's a bit like, you know, when you're asleep and you're dreaming, but you're almost awake and you say, oh God, I know I'm nearly waking. Oh, please don't wake, and this is great. You know that feeling? Have you never done that?
No.
Oh, jeez, have you? You must have done that. Yeah, there's a woman nodding. She knows. And it's like the inside of your eyelids are a screen and you're watching this thing. You're going, oh, yeah. And it's nearly a conclusion, but you can feel yourself waking up. You're going, oh, no!
You know, so... This is Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Hey, this is Goldust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this is ODB, Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening.
Yeah, there you go. Fate No More. And we care a lot. As me, old buddy Noel Duff would say, he said, that's a cracking song. But then again, he'd say that about everything. Now, a couple of weeks back, I forgot to mention this because I kind of, until I was in with Tommy last week, I forgot all about what my password was for the show. And getting in to answer anyone that replies on to, because most people reply on the on Facebook or on on Facebook or Messenger or whatever it is. Most, but not all, some do reply on the show page, which I do apologise to Alex. Alex is a good mate of mine over all the way over there in Killaloo. And Alex sent me a message saying, cracking show on the St. Patrick's weekend show. He really, really liked it. So he's just phenomenal. He's a good guy, one of the best around. And you know what I must do sometime? I must get in contact with Alex now and ask him to send me, or maybe even do up a show list or whatever of songs, like anyone else can, and let me know what they are and I'll play them for you. But I want to play this track for Alex to apologise for not getting back to him as quick as I did, and just remembering on the show. I meant to actually say it to him and mention on the show the week after, but anyway, I didn't, and I want to play this one for him. This is Mr. Rory Gallagher, who's coming up now shortly, the Rory Gallagher Festival in June. This is Rory with Laundromat from 1971. This is for Alex Blass, all the way over in Killaloo, Ontario.
What do you think of that? I'm sleeping down at the laundromat. If you should pass by, be sure to jump right in. Well, I don't have no clothes to clean, but inside the machine, it's the craziest place I have ever been. Come round and meet my friends. They'll be there with me. We'll be to the end. We'll be to the end. With me to the end.
Craziest place I have ever been. come round and meet my friend. I'll never be with me to the end. With me to the end.
There you go, Mr. Rory Gallagher and Laundromat, especially from a good mate over in Killaloe, Ontario. That is Alex Blass. Alex, I hope you're having a fantastic day. And sorry I didn't get back to you before that. So, back to you now. And I've found out since anyway about how to work the code or the password was, and I just forgotten all about it. So when I was in with Tommy, I just learned to, go get it done and sort out. We changed it again anyway, and he sent it to me. So I have it again. Anyway, here is Dio with Naked in the Rain.
Hey, this one, we're all good. We'll be right back.
Yeah, there you go. That was Dio and Naked in the Rain from Anyone That's Taking Notes in 1988. Now it's time for me to skedaddle out of here and say I'll see you all next week. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are too. And I want you to stay safe. I'm off to give blood. My 48th pint of blood. I think it is 48 or 49. By the end of this year, I reckon I will have the 50th pint of blood given to the blood bank. And something just for everyone out there, you might be listening here in Ireland, you may not, but in Ireland there's only 3,000 people donate blood, 3,000 out of a population of a little over 5 million. It's very small and they need more and more. So I'm off to do my part. I'll see you next week. Take care and stay safe, and I'm going to leave you with Steppenwolf with Rock Me. Liam Burke signing off on the Liam Burke Show. Till next week, take it easy, mind yourselves, stay safe, bye bye.